This week, Radio Air in Leeds closed.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for getting involved with Radio Air over the years. It's been a pleasure. From Leave It to Leeds, the party in the park, me, Caroline and Ant, and the whole team at Radio Air love you and appreciate you. In a bit, Leeds.
The station launched this week 30 years ago.
Good morning. You're listening to Radio Air, the new independent local radio station for West Yorkshire, broadcasting on 362 metres medium wave and stereo VHF.
Something's in the air.
6:10 on The Breakfast Show.
On Radio Air.
It's a hive of activity down here this morning. I wonder if it'll be like this tomorrow morning. Good morning to Steve Anderson, who wrote to me from Sands Lane, home in my home on Spalding Moor. In York, he said he's picking us up loud and clear.
Not quite clearly enough, though, on that transmitter. Rest in peace, Radio Air. Meanwhile, KISS this week reached its 30th birthday safely. It had been a pirate. It closed down to apply for the licence.
The radio authority said don't go back on air. Just do not go back on air. There's been so many great applications that we're going to talk to the powers that be and see if we can get some more licences.
These transmissions are in preparation for the new independent local radio service for the area, which will be provided by KISS 100 FM as the IBA's contractor.
3, 2, 1, 12 o'clock. This is Gordon Mack. There are no words to express the way I feel at this moment, so with your permission, I'd just like to get something out of my system altogether. Rihanna! The odds were against us. None of the establishment fancied our chances. But with the force of public opinion and our determination, the authorities had to sit up and listen and take notice.
It's so good, we've just got to take it in what's happening around us. 100 FM, back legally, the original sound of young London.
The first KISS this week, 30 years ago. Celebrating its 50th anniversary this week, it's good old BBC Radio Bristol.
So, something important is happening right now. I'm sure that BBC Local Radio is here to stay, that this station will rise to its great opportunities, and that it will serve this community faithfully and well, so that, on anniversaries many years hence, people will listen with appreciation to recordings of this opening day and say with real interest, well, that's how it all began.
Well, that's how it all began.
Well, of course, we won't always have the AA spotter plane at our disposal, but one vehicle we will have is the radio car. I wonder if you've seen it cruising around Bristol yet. It's out and about this morning, and right now it's on the downs. For further information, let's call up Catherine Ady in the radio car. Hello, Kate.
Hello, and good morning to you from the Bristol Flower Show here on the downs, one of the biggest flower shows in the country. Today's the show's last day, and let's hope that the weather clears up from the fine drizzle we've had since early this morning. Well, fine drizzle or not...
The early moments of Radio Bristol this week in 1970. Very rarely do the BBC's radio services come together. It's either for industrial action...
And you're listening to the BBC Radio's all-network service, designed to keep you up to date with news, current affairs and entertainment, normally heard on radios 1, 2, 3 and 4. And in 6 minutes' time, following the news, it's 2 hours of popular classics.
Or it's for a major news story.
This is Radio 1 with the news that Diana, Princess of Wales, has been killed in a car crash in Paris. Her friend, Dodi Al-Fayed, and their driver also died in the accident late last night. There have been tributes from political and world leaders, and crowds of mourners have been gathering at Buckingham Palace and at the Princess's London home, Kensington Palace. There will be news updates throughout the day on Radio 1, and there is a continuous news service on Radio 5 Live on 909 and 693 medium wave.
The chart was on the Sunday afternoon, and I said to Jeff Smith, there's no way we can do a chart today. That's absolutely crazy. Both Jeff and I really thought that there would be a chance that either we would do a chart or Richard at Capital and the network at that point would do the chart. And we persuaded Matthew and Richard to have a conversation. I think we asked Matthew, we said, to the best of my recollection, that they did have a conversation and they decided it would be nuts to do that. And I think we got that one right. But that was a very, very odd day to be on the air because you were doing something you just not expected.
This is Independent Radio News. The death of Diana, Princess of Wales, has been announced in Paris.
It's Monday the 1st of September, and welcome to XFM, broadcasting on 104.9. We find ourselves starting a radio station today in circumstances we wouldn't have wished due to the tragic death of Diana, Princess of Wales. As a mark of respect to someone who we saw as going her own way, standing apart from the rest, and being a remarkable ambassador in the struggle for the dispossessed, the sufferers of leprosy and AIDS, and the ongoing horror of landmines, we wish to dedicate the activities of our launch day to her memory.
Britain went mad, the whole world went slightly mad, I think, but BBC found itself in a very difficult position because it couldn't ignore this kind of steadily developing mass hysteria, but nor could it feed it.
The death of Princess Diana this week in 1997. It's one of those weeks in history generally when radio has played its role.
This is London. The government have given instructions for the following important announcements. Closing of places of entertainment. All cinemas, theatres and other places of entertainment are to be closed immediately until further notice. They are being closed because if they were hit by a bomb...
Those precautions sound remarkably all too familiar these days, don't they? The BBC, this week in 1939, engineers closed down all transmitters in preparation for wartime broadcasting, and the national and regional programmes became the Home Service. More drama this week, 50 years ago, in pirate radio history. You're on your ship and some people are boarding, and they shouldn't be.
And now the tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, owned by Mr. Herrmann, is now approaching Mebo 2 with approximately 20 men on board, rather large, I might add, and they appear that they're going to attempt to cut the anchor chain on the Mebo 2. We have 6 sailors on this boat, we have 7 disc jockeys, and it doesn't look like we have the size nor the numbers to take care of ourselves. So consequently, we ask anyone and everyone in the Scheveningen area, in The Hague, because that's the closest point for land here, to come out to the Mebo 2 as soon as possible if they're willing to aid in our fight.
Radio North Sea International being boarded this week in 1970. There's been controversy of late about the proms, or at least the press have made some up. It happened again this week in 2011, when protesters disrupted the proms at the Albert Hall owing to an appearance by Israel Philharmonic.
I'm sorry that we're unable to continue with our broadcast of tonight's prom by the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra because of disruption in the Royal Albert Hall.
So, with Century Radio Northeast launching 26 years ago...
Good morning, this is John Morgan on Thursday, the 1st of September.
Heart 70s going on air 1 year ago.
Good morning, this is Carlos, just approaching 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. Heart 70s is here with your non-stop 70s feel-good...
Tony Blackburn taking over the top 40 from Simon Bates 41 years ago.
And welcome to listeners on VHF who have just joined Radio 1, not only for the top 40, but for the rest of this evening.
Ronan and Harriet taking over Magic Breakfast 3 years ago.
Very exciting.
It's so exciting to have you here.
It really is. Great to be with you, Harriet, and looking forward to the next year.
The rest of your life. Yeah.
LBC losing its licence 27 years ago.
Now, how you can help? There are petition forms in our reception area which you can sign.
And the first ever news bulletin on radio aired on 8MK in Detroit 100 years ago. Those are this week's radio moments.